Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Traffic lights, vaccination targets, vaccination passports, open borders, freedom and free speech. You know, there's a lot going on in little old New Zealand right now. So I thought it was the right time to suggest we should cancel Christmas. Now, this is a decision that I've thought about for a few years, so I haven't taken it lightly. Every year, we Christians ask what the reason is for the season. And every time we answer that Jesus is that reason. But ask someone who's from a secular background and the answer will be a lot different. It'll feature time spent with families, presents and holidays. All good reasons, but they do miss the point. Christmas Day along with Easter are deeply rooted as traditional Christian holidays based on traditional and theological Christian beliefs. My reason I want to cancel Christmas is not so much being a Grinch, but being realistic. The 2019 statistics show the belief in God by the population has diminished to less than 39%. But then in that figure, there's a lot of other beliefs like Eastern religions and the Church of the Spaghetti-Eating Monster, and let's not forget the Jedis, who number around 20,000. Now, Christmas is a time when the country stops to rest, but unfortunately not to reflect. If it did, then most people would reflect on what and why Christmas and the birth of Christ is so important. I can hear somebody saying, but didn't Constantine combine a pagan festival in with Christmas? Well, yes, that's true, but Christmas is and always will be about the birth of Jesus. I want to see the Christmas holiday scrapped for non-believers. After all, we are no longer a Christian nation, so why should the majority take the day off work? Why should they have the gifts of giving and receiving? Why should they be able to sit down and enjoy a meal and time together? Why? Because these things are traditional and an effort to go through the motions for just one day. But everything I've spoken about is an integral part of what God has given us. We reflect God's grace and giving out of love. But can we confidently say that most people on Christmas Day will think on these things? Will parents explain to their children about Jesus, about Mary, about Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, about the virgin birth and about our Father in heaven? You would hope that they would, but sad to say, it would go against the grain of those who do not believe. But here's the thing, if government cancel Christmas, and it is possible because this is the same government who took Jesus out of the parliamentary prayer, but if this government cancelled Christmas, as it is no longer relevant to the beliefs and the culture of New Zealand, a nation which rejects God, I wonder if it would be accepted or would there be an outcry? Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. Without him, he could not have impacted the world. Without him, he could not have died for our sins. Without him, he could not have risen to sit at the right hand of God. And without him, he could not come again and reclaim this earth for what it is, God's creation. And without him, he couldn't establish his kingdom. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.